This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can I do something else? Is it okay? So I see a lot of young people here, mashallah, young men. And so I'll share with you guys a poem that I love that is one of the very few English poems that I've come across that I would wish for young men to learn. And it's a poem by Rudyard Kipling, who's famously the owner or the author of The Jungle Book. And it's called If. And it's a poem that I would encourage you to go home, to Google, and if you have any young men in your life that you share it with them. And it goes like this. It's advice that he gave to a young man. And so he says, if you can keep your wits when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired of waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, not give way to hating, nor look too good, nor talk too wise. So he's basically saying, if you can wait, if you can have sabr, and not be tired of waiting, and if you can interact with people and recognize that sometimes they're going to treat you badly, being hated, not give way to hating, nor look too good, nor talk too wise. Don't be a smart aleck. Don't look too good. Now, I always like, Americans, we don't have a problem with looking too good, but he was British. And the Brits hate when a person is like, you know, like a show-off. A guy has a flashy car. Americans will say that's really cool, mashallah, mabruk, on the red Ferrari. But the Brits will be like, who does this person think he is? Right? So at the end of the day, you can't remove the author from his context. But he says, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat both imposters just the same. As-salam, it's beautiful. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, like, yes, have vision, but don't live in the world of dreams. You got to come back to reality. You got to do work. If you can think, but your goal should not be to think. Your goal should be to think for the purpose of action. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat both imposters just the same. Don't let your triumphs get to your head and don't let your failures get to your heart. Recognize that they're both imposters. Be even keeled. He says, if you can take one heap of all your winnings and toss it or turn it and lose it in one heap of toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. He's talking about the idea of loss. You might take risks and you might lose, but don't be that person who's complaining to everybody about when you lose. He says, if you can walk with kings, if you can speak to crowds and not lose your virtue, and walk with kings and not lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much. If you can talk to crowds and keep your virtue, that's not easy to do. You know, a lot of people, you see this on social media now, that when they want to get larger followings, they have to be controversial. You have to lose your virtue. So he says, if you can talk to crowds and keep your virtue, that you keep your integrity, even as you're getting to bigger and bigger audiences, and if you can walk with kings and not lose the common touch, if neither foes, your enemies, nor loving friends can hurt you, but all men count with you. All men count with you, but none too much. You know, Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, he says that love moderately and hate moderately, because your situation with this person might change. That person that you hated yesterday, they might accept Islam. And then you have to love them, right? So love and hate moderately. He says, all men count with you, but none too much. Let all men count with you. I respect and I love this person, but I don't make this person, my iman is attached to this person. Ali ibn Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, "Man kana mustanna falyastanna biman qad mat fa inna al-hayy la tu'man 'alayhi al-fitna." He says, whoever of you seeking to follow the path of somebody, follow the path of those who lived before you, because the living, you don't know if they're going to survive their tests. And so I'm not going to let the downfall of somebody who fails their test or someone who has a scandal or what have you, I'm not going to let that affect my iman. He says, let all men count with you. I respect everyone, but nobody counts so much that my confidence is attached to this person, my faith is attached to this person, other than obviously the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds of long distance run, yours is the world and everything that's in it. And what's more, you'll be a man, my son. If you can fill the unforgiving minute, life is it's just a minute and passes. If you can fill that minute with 60 seconds of long distance run, if you can have endurance and run that marathon for 60 seconds, if you can have sabr, if you can have patience, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no one was given anything more better and more comprehensive than patience. If you can fill those 60 seconds with that long distance run and have that endurance, yours is the world and everything that's in it. And what's more, you'll be a man, my son. Anyway, so that's If by Rudyard Kipling. And with that, I gave you guys a weird khatira today. Jazakumullah khair for your attentive listening. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah.